Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast, brought to you by Corano Launch. Communication is key to everything we do. Accomplishing goals in a flash with an epic impact can be tough. Effective, intense, memorable human interactions can make or break your success. If you harness the power correctly, it can be the jolt to your business you've been waiting for. But how do we create an electric customer experience and harness the attention your message deserves? This is why we're here. Now get ready for the Electrify Your Message podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Electrify Your Message podcast. And I'm your host, Joe Melillo. And standing with me on the line is Josh Ross, our founder and CEO of Corano. Josh, what's up? Good afternoon to you.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, good day.
Today, we're talking about, is text good or bad for communication? We know that answer. We live that answer. But today, we're going to bring it to you in a little couple of tips on what can help when it comes to good communication versus bad communication via text message. So people have been experiencing bad communication via text message for a while now. I think we have a couple of examples that we'd like to share with you. If you've ever gotten it, it's like the big comedian the country comedian, you know you when you're a redneck when, right? Yeah. It's like, you know, you've been communicated poorly via text message when a politician asks you for money, right? Yeah. That's probably what everybody's thinking after this political season.
Yeah, constant barrage of broadcast messaging. We just got through that with the political season, right? So, this is an opportunity, and there's all kinds of use cases which are not the correct way to, you know, use messaging. And we're hopeful to be able to share some insights today with folks on how to appropriately message, because, you know, it's important. It is important to send, if you're going to be sending this, using this laser shot tool you talked about hunting earlier. I mean, this is a laser shot, right to someone's personal device. And it's so important to get the message right and to make sure that you're, you know, the timing of the messages we talked about in previous podcasts and these interactions are really critical to get right.
So let's give people some more examples of bad communication via text message. I said the political example, obviously asking for money when you just register to vote. They probably get your info from registering to vote, and then there you go. There's one way.
Well, so I was just on a call earlier about suppression. It's called suppression, and basically what it is there's a term utilized in retail where they suppress messages to you over some period of time, where they understand who you are. They understand your personalization. They understand if you were with Nike, for example, and you bought X Nike shoes, they know that not to message you again for another pair of shoes right away, right? These are things that once you understand your audience, you understand who you're speaking to, you understand what personalized purchases they may have had, we can be more effective in our interactions with them. And so another bad example of poor messaging is, you know, barraging folks with information around a purchase that they just made, or not understanding the audience in the way that, hey, I just bought something from your company, and you know, there's some direct tie to you in some fashion that, hey, I spent this money, I did these things. Recognize that fact, right? Recognize the fact that I'm a customer and I just purchased these products or services, and so when you do recognize that, it ties right into the personalization.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense. And that's we're trying to teach everyone who's listening why it's important to think outside the box for this. I spent about 3 hours today explaining this thought process and why it's important what we say, when we say it, why we say it, and how we say it matters. So again, we say that on a regular basis. So another, for me, one of the worst examples is that I would buy something, and then I said, okay, or I clicked the box that, hey, I would like to be texted to some deals. And then sure enough,
the age old machine gun fire. I understand.
Yeah.
Now we're onto something here. Yeah.
So no more texts like that anymore. That's what we're trying to avoid. And so when you started K-Launch, and the idea is you were getting pissed off about the way that people were using text messages, and you saw potential, right, Josh?
just bombarding us with information, yeah, that was not personalized or had no contextual understanding of who we were or what we're doing. And so I think as people start to utilize text messaging and reaching out to us via text, it's so important to have, again, your audience in mind. You have to know who you're speaking to, and you have to know where they're at in the buying process, or whatever you're engaging them on. You have to know the experiential pieces, understanding exactly where they're at in that process. And so, yeah, it was frustrating to say the least. We were getting, spam from a lot of people and folks that you sign up for something online. I know my wife would sign up for stuff online, and then instantly she's got 40 messages in her inbox about whatever she signed up for, right? And so that is not the appropriate way to utilize messaging, because it immediately turned her off to whatever brands that she's trying to purchase. And she's like, hey, I don't want any part of that anymore. And I think that we live in a society today where people can tune in content or tune out content. They can just do that on the fly. So you want to make sure that you're providing engaging, productive content continually, so that people stay engaged and stay informed and incented through the process.
Hey everybody, it's Joe Melillo here from the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about experiential mobile messaging and how it can help your business, text Electrify to 55433 and we'll get in touch. It's a great way for us to hear from you. If you have suggestions for the podcast, we'd love to hear from you. But more importantly, we want to help you. If you have a business and you want to learn about how texting can really make an impact on all levels of your business, whether it's business operations or marketing and advertising, we can do it. And our team at Carano and K-Launch can do it for you. So give us a text, right? 55433 is the number. Text Electrify to 55433. Now, back to the show. Yeah, that reminded me one thing. I did go on one time on my wife's phone and saw her text messages, and she's had 1,500. No, I'm just kidding. Probably 30 to 40 unread messages. And I thought, I'm a big guy who clears out my messages. So I like looking at them. And even if it's nobody I know, I'm going to look at it. But what I noticed is that all hers were from Adore Me or from other stores that were sending her coupons that she didn't even want to look at, but she didn't delete them. She just had them maybe I'll look at them later when I'm shopping, when I'm in the mood to shop. So that's another example of being kind of shouted at. And I can see it's on that brink of being bad, but also good, because she's choosing when to look at them, but it's kind of losing its luster. As we want to try to keep going for us. So, interesting perspective. This is when you start thinking about where you interact with text, it becomes very clear that it's all over the place.
Yeah, and there's just as you just mentioned. I mean, there's companies that are buying into these text platforms online. They're moving directly to an online format where they purchased a bundle of text messages. They put someone in the seat of these text messages right away to say, hey, message as many people as you want, or whatever their tactic is. And they just lack a lot of understanding about how to engage people appropriately through text. So, I mean, one of the things that I often say is, we talk about the messaging piece of what you say, when you say it, why you say it, how you say it, and where you say it. That's so important. It's also important to open with incentive-based questioning and to not put people in a text message platform that haven't subscribed to that platform, right? So if they haven't gone in somewhere and subscribed to that message engagement, it's so critical to put them in an incentive based questioning piece where you're kind of engaging them over time to see if there is an interest. And we definitely don't recommend spamming any of these folks and making sure that it's a opt-in type of scenario.
It's the famous word spamming. Everybody, when I talk to people that are interested in our product, spamming comes up a lot. Hey, I don't want to spam. And it's yeah, us too. We know. That's not what we do. We can't. That's bad communication. Right? That's what the topic is. Is text good or bad communication? So that is bad. Put that in the bad communication. You want to ask them questions. We call it first party declared data or zero party declared data. And it's just makes so much more sense to be asked a question. And if you trust that brand, if it's a local brand, and if somebody, maybe you know the owner of that company, all of a sudden it becomes more real and it becomes more authentic, and the interactions can be more helpful for your clients or customers. It's really fun to watch our customers go through this, because it's funny. It's like we watch their eyes like go from spamming is the only way I know about texting to, oh, we could do this. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's like great. It's just such a fun roller coaster there. So
there's so many creative ways to engage, you know, an audience. And so number one, as I mentioned before, is open with incentive-based questioning. Number two is use data-driven text technologies to personalize messaging. So we've talked a lot about personalized messaging in previous podcasts, but it's so important to understand that audience and personalized messaging. Number three, tip number three for this big Electrify Your Message podcast is make it natural two-way engagement. So make it a natural form of communication. So, you know, you mentioned earlier just broadcasting or blasting messaging or yelling at someone. You know, it's a one way, you're not listening, you're not asking or engaging in any way. So make it a natural two way engagement with storyboards where clients can engage with what they want versus pushing content to them, and finding audience interest and engaging through incentives without pushing has proven to be a pure way to grow audiences, engagement and revenue. So, I mean, those are three key points there. And I think, you know, we often say too is, have fun with this stuff, right? That's another key point is have fun and create meaningful and authentic interactions as you walk through this with your audience. So audience identification, personalization, make it a natural two-way engagement, storyboarding. These are all great, you know, elements to be able to apply to a text message.
Yeah. And for just one example, if you don't mind, I'll share what we're doing for Jack's Donuts. I think Jack's is a fun, you want to talk about having fun. I mean, we're literally asking their clients and customers, like, what's your favorite donut? And then we're giving them the power, them, aka the customers, to basically answer that question freely, not spammed at where they get something. You know, there are incentives involved, but the whole point is, like, give us a little bit about what you are, and we'll reward you, and kind of it's a two-way partnership here. Like, you're giving us your money, and we're giving you our donuts, but hey, you know, let's like have a little fun along the way, and let's learn a little bit about each other. So, and I think that's what Jack Stonis really liked.
We touched on that last time, last podcast.
Yes,
too,
we did.
That creating, I mean, the audience is, some companies have a fun, cool atmosphere like Jack's Donuts, right? Or, you know, whoever these companies are, where you can really tailor your message to the consumer in a way that's effective, where they're having a good time. And if you're, I think I mentioned in the last podcast, if you're talking to somebody that's, you know, works with legal matters, right? That's a different scenario of how you're going to address that individual or interact with them. But I think creating a natural two-way engagement with storyboards and making, like I said earlier, making it where clients engage with what they want versus pushing content to the clients. That's exactly what you're talking about with Jack's Donuts. It's the opportunity for them to reach out to their customer and let them drive the story. Let them drive the interaction to say, hey, what are your likes? What are your interests? What kind of donuts do you enjoy? I mean, we want to know, and we want to make ourselves better, right? By producing the donuts that you like, that you enjoy, and that you want to consume. I mean, so, you know, coming down with information on, I think, it's a one way informational piece versus making a natural two way engagement with storyboarding and asking clients what they want. That's a key piece.
I love it. And then, to reiterate and to kind of go off of this too, Josh, is, good. We're saying good communication via text message or versus bad in this episode, but like good communication could mean two different things for two different people. So for the for someone who's a customer of Jack's Donuts, good communication would be authentic, empathetic understanding from the brand about who they are and asking me questions, which donuts do I like? Of course, I like chocolate cream filled donuts. Who doesn't? If you don't, Josh, then you can end the podcast now. I don't understand how you could not want cream-filled donuts. Anyway, that's my personal opinion. I'm a big donut guy, by the way.
I like cream-filled donuts. They're good. And then, any kind of donut, I'm in. I don't know. I'm in on any kind of donuts.
I love it. The second way to look at good communication is it's good communication for Jack's, the business, the franchise itself, because what happens is now they're understanding. And it's because it's two ways, it's positive for them to drive revenue. One of the major problems that they have is when you don't, or when there's a big storm coming, right? When there's a, we learned from them that it was difficult for them which is, you can understand that on a lot of different businesses. A snowstorm comes in the East Coast and a lot of businesses shut down. It's hard for them to get rid of their inventory or get rid of their stuff. So, you know, imagine being able to say to their customers, look, we need to sell our donuts, and not have to blast it in 15 different places where somebody, only like 20% of the people are going to see it. Maybe even in the app, right? Where the an app wouldn't be as effective as this text message, where it's like, hey, listen, there's a storm coming. According to the, you know, news cycle over here, there's this big storm coming. And then Friday and Saturday, we're having a sale to, you know, buy one dozen, get a dozen free, because we need to get rid of our donuts. It's good for, it's good business. It's good communication for them. It's good communication for the clients. I think that's kind of a riff on what good means in this term.
What you just inserted there was a timing message, right? So it's all about timing too. So we said what you say, when you say it, why you say it, how you say it. But the timing of that message is critical to that interaction that you just described, right? So there's some kind of impending weather event, and now we're able to send out a message real time to say, hey, guys, we've got, you know, discounts on donuts between now and Saturday because we're expecting this inclement weather coming on Saturday, and we want to fill you up and make you happy before the big snowstorm. So those are some things that are pretty cool. But, you know, the other thing is making sure that it's a fine balance between overstepping the threshold of message overload. We talked a little bit about that earlier, but there's a lot of messaging overload where you're just continuously sending message. And so I think there is a fine balance on message overload and a threshold for that, and ensuring that, you know, text is a laser shot conversation and convenient tool. And so don't abuse it or clutter up the interactions that are there. It's important, you know, to make sure that that's not happening in a interaction with a client.
I love it. And if you want to learn more, just go to klaunch.io. That's a really good website for you guys to learn more. We have a lot of videos and information. So this is good, Josh. I really appreciate these episodes. Are fun for me because this is our life, right? And we want to change the world one human interaction at a time. All right, till next time. See you guys later.